Welcome to Light Up Your Life with me, Michelle Mayur. These podcasts are created especially for healers, light workers, and indeed all spiritual seekers, and are selected from inspiring interviews, angel guided healing meditations, and lots more. Just feel your heart open, experience greater happiness and joy in your life, and move into greater alignment with your life purpose. I invite you to visit my websites at healthehealer.com, that's heal-the-healer.com, and angelwingshealing.com to find out more about the healing services and products I offer. Please note that the guided meditations should not be listened to while you're driving, operating machinery, or at any other time that you need to stay alert.
Hello and welcome everyone to your energetic awakening. If you're driving, please do not listen to this. Listen to it later. All right, now let's get into a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in through your nose. All the way down into your tummy. And as you exhale through your mouth, just feel yourself going into a deep, deep state of relaxation. And then take another deep breath in. And as you let go, just release all tensions, frustrations, disharmony that you may have in your mind and body. And take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, feel your mind and body just relaxing and letting go. Letting go of all concerns and just relaxing. Take another step into deep relaxation. Now, above your head, there's a big golden white light, golden white little orb. Bring that orb down into the crown of your head. Have it activating your brain, your pineal gland, and bringing it on down slowly through your head, relaxing the facial muscles and your jaw, just going into a deep state of relaxation. And then down through your neck. Then take this beautiful golden white light down your arms. And have it go into your hands. And then start at your neck and let that beautiful light, white light go down through your torso. And as that passes down through your torso, it's healing all of the organs of your beautiful body. And then on down into your abdomen. And then into your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. And then deep, deep down, take it deep, deep down into the center of Mother Earth. And as it goes down, it's healing Mother Earth. And then gently bring that wonderful energy back up. Up into your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, and then have it going up your abdomen and into your torso area, into your heart area. Feel this divine love from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. This beautiful white golden energy is healing everything that needs to be healed. It's healing your mind, your body. It's healing your heart. feel this wonderful energy in your heart area. What you're feeling is you. You are feeling your own beauty, your own magnificence, your own love. And now take that beautiful white light and put it all around yourself. Have your whole body encased with this beautiful golden white light, and then spread it out to the room that you're in. And then spread it out to the city that you're in. And then take it even further out to the state or province that you're in. And this beautiful golden white light of love, of healing, of peace, harmony, and transformation is now touching every being, every human, every animal in the air, in the waters, and on the land. Touching the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, and Mother Earth. And now take it out even further to encompass your whole country. Just saturate the whole country in which you live with this beautiful golden white light. And then take this beautiful white light even further. Take it around the whole globe. Encompass the whole globe with this beautiful white, golden white light of love, of harmony, of peace, healing, and transformation. Embracing the whole world with all the good that this is, all the beauty, all the love, all the healing, all the transformation, all the peace, and harmony. See the world aglow with all that is you, the beautiful magnificence within, the bright light which is within you, is surrounding the whole world. Now I'm going to bring you back up. At the count of five, you will be wide awake, feeling wonderful and ready to receive all the wondrous good that the universe has to offer you. One, coming up slowly now. Two, coming up even more. Three, coming up even more. And four, wiggle your toes and your fingers and... Five, open your eyes and be wide awake, feeling energized, feeling grounded, feeling centered, and knowing how beautiful you really are. Hello and welcome to Jazz Up Your Life with Judy, breakthrough to your greatest health, wealth, and happiness. This is Judy Anderson. I'm so glad you're here on this call with us because we have a very interesting topic today, mending a broken heart divinely. You know, how many people do you know that perhaps have heart disease? I know I recently read a statistic that over 600,000 people in the United States die from heart disease every year, and do they die from broken hearts? You probably all heard about when a spouse passes on and then shortly thereafter the other spouse passes on. And it's some people say, the person was just so heartbroken. So the heart is a magnificent organ and it's a magnificent being all in itself. And what if you could have a way to mend that broken heart. You know, suffering from a broken heart can leave you feeling alone and isolated and unsupported with nowhere to turn. You know, just think, how wonderful would it be to have a whole toolbox of empowering ways to move out of being stuck in heartbroken and to just move into expanded states of joy. Now, Michelle Mayer will be providing just that. And she'll also be sharing some of her own very private grief and the ways in which, in partnership with the divine, she has succeeded in healing her heart and growing from these traumatic experiences. So this is a great topic for today, always timely. So please give a big welcome and a big energetic loving hug to Michelle Mayer. Welcome, Michelle.
I just really felt that beautiful big warm hug coming through, and I'm still just glowing from that wonderful energetic alignment that you did to start off the course. Just put me into such a beautiful place, as I'm sure it has everyone else. So I'm really looking forward to being on the call with you, Judy. We've had some very interesting Skype chats, haven't we? You know what I mean by that.
I definitely know what you mean by that. Yes, we have had some wonderful times, several conversations on Skype. And come on, guys. She has some... Usually when Michelle and I are on Skype, we're not alone, and they make themselves heard through, it's not a noise, it's a gentle, what would you call it? Gentle.
Okay, I have this experience a lot when I work with people on Skype where the angelic realms come through and make themselves known very audibly. And often the sounds will be like clicks or knocks, sometimes rhythmic. This is, it's not just isolated ones. It's very rhythmic. It might be like footsteps. Quite often I get sounds of rushing water. And I've even had some where the sounds have become so intense, like whooshing of jet aircraft that has been incredibly loud, leading up to a massive release of an energy block in someone, and then everything just goes silent again. So as soon as I start channeling energy, the angels come through quite audibly on Skype. It doesn't happen every time. It seems to be that people need to carry a particular resonance that matches mine for the effect to happen. And I've also tried willing it to happen. That doesn't work. The angels are very much in control of when they do and they don't turn up on Skype. But when they do, it is absolutely awesome, and it's just mind-blowing, and I totally love it. And, you know, there's a part of me which would absolutely love it if they would appear on the phone lines today audibly as well. I haven't ever had that come through on the phone lines or through instant teleseminar. It just seems to be a phenomenon that happens on Skype. But hey, you know, there's a first time for everything. So we're just, you know, putting it out there. Angels, if you want to, you know, this would be a really good place to start letting the audible sounds come through. And it's definitely not, as some people might be thinking, oh, it's a bit of static or a poor line connection. It's absolutely not. It's very, very different to that. So yeah, let's just play with it and see what happens today.
Yes, great. So, yes, angels, you know, I always love to have you on the calls. I've always loved having you with Michelle. In fact, mending a broken heart divinely, I mean, the topic was chosen that we discussed this with the angels. And they decided which would be the best topic for this audience. So it's really wonderful.
Yeah, this has been very interesting. This has been unique with you and me, Judy, hasn't it? Where we've actually designed a whole lot of things just asking the angel's opinion to see whether we're getting a confirmation yes, or whether they don't like that particularly, or whether they're sort of neutral about something. So a lot of what I've done related to this teleseminar, and a lot of, you know, some of the things you've done as well, Judy, have been because we've had these conversations where we've actually just been asking for direct guidance from the angels and telling us, not just, you know, by messages appearing in our mind, but actually by hearing it. Both of us hear it very clearly when it comes through, and it's really like a language. So yeah, let's just see where we go with it.
So great. So, you know, I just want to read people a bit about you here. She's Michelle's a channel for the divine feminine energies of love and the visionary founder of the Heal the Healer global community of healers and light workers with members from 105 countries. In partnership with the divine, she co-creates powerful energetic shifts, helping people to transcend their issues, limiting beliefs and energetic blockages, and to raise their vibration. Michelle travels extensively to power places around the world, teaching and doing light activation work. In 2012, she received the High Vibration Isis Healing of Love Energy Healing System for personal and planetary healing as a powerful energetic download from the higher realms, and now teaches the system widely. Her private global clientele includes royalty, a mining company CEO, university faculty dean, a resort owner, Buddhist priest, and a Catholic nun, to name a few. Specializing in spiritual healing, Isis Healing of Love, and hypnotherapy, Michelle has worked in private practice as a healer for the last 18 years in Melbourne and abroad. In 2010, she ran the highly successful global conference, Breakthrough to Abundance for Healers, with top international healing experts, and is now a sought-after speaker. She's a published author and has been interviewed on both radio and television. And she has some interesting comments from people. I just wanted to read one from Heather. Michelle recently helped to heal my shattered heart, and I feel such an incredible difference in my energy from having my heart become whole again. That's wonderful. And then there is one interesting, because the heart can do a lot of different things. And this one was, hi, Michelle. Remember at the start of the Isis activation, I said to you, I had been waiting for a U.S. book order. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Book order, excuse me, from Barnes & Noble for 7,500 copies of my little book. Well, the Thursday after initiation, I received notice that this looks to be going ahead on the cover, etc., are in for approval now. That's Janet from Australia. So not only healing the heart, healing a lot of other things too. So that's wonderful, Michelle. Wonderful.
Thank you. And I just love, I love my work. I'm so passionate about what I do, and it gives me such joy helping people move beyond where they're stuck. It's just, I seem to have evolved into this over the years, and I just absolutely love it.
Now, mending a broken heart divinely today, that was kind of what the angels gave us, you know, but it was offered up as a topic by you. Why do you emphasize that in your healing business? What's your experience with that?
Okay, well, I wanted something that was not too out there and too airy-fairy, something that a lot of people could relate to in a very grounded kind of way. So out of the options that I put up to the angels, this was the one that they gave me the biggest thumbs up on, because most people at some point or many, many times in their life have experienced a broken heart. We're not talking a physical broken heart here. We are talking energy, so we'll just clear that up right now. Whether the broken heart has come from a relationship breakup, a death of a loved one, maybe being redundant in your job, maybe financial crises, or even just having, you know, the sudden realization that your life has not turned out the way you wanted it to, and just feeling heartbroken about that. So there are many, many aspects to what can have triggered the initial feeling of being heartbroken. Maybe being orphaned as a child, it doesn't really matter. The feelings are still very similar. For me, my personal main area of heartbreak is grief. I've had many, many areas of grief in my life, mainly around my loved ones being or dying prematurely. So that's sort of been my big thing. And it took me a lot of time, a lot of effort to work out ways of actually self-healing this. And also working with others as well, but most of it was my own dedicated self-healing practice. And I basically want to help people fast-track their own self-healing, and that does their own healing of the heart, by giving a lot of useful tools that people can implement, and they're very spiritually aligned tools, divinely aligned tools. The other thing that I'm really, really, really passionate about is that There are so many teleseminars out there, and I'm certainly not casting aspersions at any of the excellent ones that Judy has done, and, you know, some I've listened to, some I haven't. But there's a lot of very fancy words out there, a lot of fancy terms, and a lot of it's really disempowering. And a lot of it is basically a sales pitch to try and get people to feel disempowered enough with their issues to make them think that they can't heal them themselves. They can't do anything to self-heal, so that they must, if they're serious about getting well again, they must purchase this extremely expensive coaching program or something else. And then if they don't happen to have a spare $3,500 or $5,000 sitting around, then they start feeling, oh, I'm a failure, I'll never get well, you know, I can't get out of this, I'm so stuck. And it's very, very disempowering. So my focus today is very much about on empowerment, about giving simple tools without fancy names that are very effective and easy to apply. So this is where I'm really coming from. The healing the heart is such an important thing, because it underlies, heart-related issues underlie so many of the maladaptive behaviors that we suffer from. For instance, if we're trying to suppress the emotional trauma that we've been through, you know, hoping that if we suppress it enough, it'll go away. And of course, that doesn't happen. It just pops out in other ways energetically. So even though it may start off at an emotional level, it will come down into the physical, and it may create heart disease in the long term on a very physical level. It may be behind such things as diabetes or stroke, pneumonia, respiratory issues, depression, cancer, and quite often it goes hand in hand with unresolved anger. Now, nobody wants to experience any of these things. I've experienced the pneumonia. If you haven't already had it, you don't want to go there. So this is very much where I'm coming from. I want it to be really simple and not a lot of fancy terms or anything, and very empowering for people. And also, I work a lot with healers and light workers, and for people who've been doing a lot of spiritual work now, and the vibration is raising. In fact, for everyone, whether we're doing spiritual work or not, our vibration is raising, and it can bring up that deep emotional pain and wounding in the body for resolution. As your vibration raises, you cannot continue to hold on to those things at the soul or subconscious level of a denser, heavier vibration. So they do just bubble up to the surface for healing and clearing. And that's heart-related issues are very common things where people think, oh, but I thought I'd done with that. I thought I'd finished that. I thought I'd processed that. But here it is again. You know, what's wrong with me? I can't do this. So this is about just reassuring that often it's deeper levels of stuff that are coming up for clearing, as well as stuff that people have never really made any serious attempt to process and have just stuffed down. Okay, so that was a long answer to a short question.
That's quite all right. I'm accustomed to that. I loved it, yes. And, you know, I want to invite our listeners, please, if you have any questions, Michelle would love to work with you. So if you're on the call and want to raise your hand, star 2, and then also submit by the webcast, all right? We want your feedback. We want to work with you. So, great.
Now, can I just butt in for
a little bit? Sure, Michelle. Yeah.
I'll just butt in just while we're on the topic of the hot seat healings. Because they will be energy healings, and it would be nice to be able to interact with you verbally, preferably if you can connect via the phone, that would be great. But obviously it doesn't really matter, you know, where you are, or whether you're on the webcast or the phone. I can certainly do the healings with equal efficiency. It's nice to be able to talk to someone at the same time.
Right, yes. And Pamela, did you get that message? So, all right. Do you want to do work with someone right now, or do you want to move on to just talk a little bit more? What is your heart's desire?
Look, maybe.
What are the angels telling you?
Well, look, at the moment it's pouring with rain here. Where I am, I have a tin roof and the noise is quite loud. So I would actually prefer to perhaps just talk a little bit more rather than having the interference of very heavy rain.
Oh,
I'm trying to tune into someone's energy.
All right, great. So, what energetic changes do you see in someone whose heart is broken?
Okay, well, basically, when someone's heart is, energetically broken as opposed to physically broken, there's that sense of constriction, of closing down, of darkness, of heaviness, of a depressed energy. So it's going inwards and also shutting off energetically from other people. Whereas when you're coming more into alignment with the divine, it's exactly the opposite. It's that opening up, that expansion, that lightening, and that's what helps you raise your vibration as well. So that's one of the reasons that I really wanted to work around this topic, so that where people have had those feelings of closing in, of heaviness, even sometimes quite physical pains that the doctors can't interpret, that the medical profession is stumped as to know, what's creating that, or they put it down to, sort of psychosomatic, doesn't exist kind of thing, to getting away from those kind of areas into just that really expanded vibration. Exactly what you were doing, Judy, in the intro there, in that beautiful meditation where we were expanding our energy out, around the world. This is basically what mending a broken heart feels like energetically. It's about expanding your heart outwards again, opening it up so that you're open to both give and receive love.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, yes. Now, what do you think are the most important ingredients, in being able to heal a broken heart? Do you have any real practical techniques for that a person could utilize?
Oh, look, Judy, you've got to know me better than that. I'm ultimately practical. That's, I may have a lot of angelic help as backup, but I'm a very practical and grounded kind of person. I've had to be to survive. All the techniques that I have are very practical. They're very easy to apply. And basically, for people who don't already have a spiritual practice, this is your entry into a spiritual practice, and it's fun. It's lots of fun. And it only takes a few minutes each day. And you can pick and choose from some of the things I'm going to talk about. May like to have a pen and paper handy to note some of them down. And look, the question that you just asked, Judy, I could speak on this for absolutely hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to, because I'd like to do some hot seats, and also I'd like to do a healing meditation that I've co-created with the angels around healing the heart as well during the call. So I'm going to just pick several things now to talk about, which for me are very important and were very pivotal in helping me to move beyond that really depressed, stuck, heartbroken. And for me, it had been probably a whole lot of things over a number of years that had built up in a cumulative fashion rather than actually just, one thing which there and then broke my heart. There were a lot of very profound triggers, but it was a sense that a lot of the stuff I'd never fully processed and integrated and accepted and moved on. So for quite a period, especially after I lost my soulmate to a sudden stroke, I was in a pretty dark place. Life really didn't seem to be particularly worth living because I saw no way forward. Not that I was ever suicidal or anything, but I was in a very depressed and dark place for quite some time until I managed to, through trial and error, pick myself up out of that and get going again. So the first thing I'd like to talk about, and this, I hope it doesn't sound too woo-woo, but it's not intended to be. It's about establishing your connection to something higher in whatever way, shape, or form that is to you. For me, I call it the divine. You might call it God. You might call it source energy. You might call it you know, the Divine Mother, it doesn't really matter. It's whatever you resonate with. That's why I talk about healing your heart divinely, because for me, divinely encompasses all of those. You don't have to be religious in any way, shape or form to do this. Just getting a sense of being connected to something much higher and being able to move in that direction. So I call this surrender to the divine and allow grace to flow. Now often, we can't fix a problem at the same level of consciousness that created it. So if there have been relationship breakdown and struggles with family members, etc., that have left you heartbroken, to be able to fix them, you're probably not going to be able to do it where you've come from. You need to have techniques to raise up to a higher level to be able to see it perhaps from a different perspective, and then the healing can occur around it there. Okay, often there's actually a higher learning. There can even be a higher gift in the experience. Now, for someone who's currently stuck in heartbroken, they're saying, oh, yeah, you know, sure kind of thing. Pardon me. I'll just have a sip of water. There's no gift in having someone that you love die on you. Pardon me. I need a good cough now. Okay, hopefully we're fixed up now. All right. So, you know, if you're currently really stuck, or that the trauma is very recent, where you've been feeling heartbroken, then you may not be able to see that sometimes there can actually be a much higher gift in something which seems terrible at first. For instance, for somebody who's been retrenched from their job, laid off. Sorry, I just need another cough again.
Michelle, what's in the air? I've been coughing too. I never coughed, but I've had a tickle in my throat. It's weird.
I don't know what the air's like. Here it's very cold and damp, and I don't cope that well with cold and damp since I had pneumonia a number of years ago. But anyway, just getting back to it. So at first the gift may not be obvious, but for instance, if someone has been, you know, laid off in their work suddenly being sacked for no apparent reason, at first it may seem horrible, and you know, there's all feelings of anger and resentment and all that coming up, as well as the, you know, the grief. But it can actually be a really good thing. Maybe you were stuck in a dead-end job, which for whatever reason you felt that you couldn't escape from, you just had to keep going, and now you've been given that shove to make you look for something new or to follow your dream. So there can be many positives that come out of it. Even with my soulmate Rashmi, who passed away from a stroke while he was speaking on stage, he now works with me as one of my main guides from the other side in ways that he couldn't when he was in the physical. So, you know, there was a blessing in that, although it took me quite a long time to see that. So by surrendering to the divine and letting grace flow through, it can give a whole different perspective on the experience. I'd actually just like to quote a few lines from a song which I absolutely love, and it's You Raise Me Up by Westlife. And this is about surrendering to the divine and being open in the stillness and the quiet for the divine to enter your life and to give guidance to you. And the words are, when I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Now, I just love that song, and it's something to keep in mind when you're struggling with something. It's a lot of people, they're feeling a whole lot of emotion coming up because they're stuck in heartbroken, that they... the instant reaction, oh, no, I don't want to be still. I don't want to feel this pain. I'm feeling this pain so much. I don't want to feel any more pain. for us to be able to process and release completely. It's not about recycling the old pain, which a lot of you would have been feeling currently. It's about actually just tapping into the deeper pain to bring it up to the surface, to release it and let it go. Now, this can be done in partnership with the angels. It can be done in partnership with the divine, the God of your understanding, however you like to term it. But the most critical ingredient in that is being still, being quiet, not, you know, keeping yourself busy, busy, busy by doing stuff, as in, you know, workaholic kind of obsession, which is very easy to do, I might add, but allowing yourself the quiet and still time of just being. And in the stillness, the answers come to you. You can't hear the answers from the higher realms if your mind is full of mind chatter and busy, busy. When you allow yourself to just be, and this could be just sitting outside in your garden. It doesn't have to be in a formal meditative setting or anything. And just asking for help, just asking for guidance, and basically pouring your heart out. So ask, say something along the lines of, I feel so stuck, I feel so consumed by being heartbroken, and I don't know what to do, I don't know who to ask for help. I need some guidance. That's why I'm here. Please show me. Please help me to be able to mend this heart and to move forward and be completely open to whatever way the guidance comes in. Sometimes it will come in as a thought appearing in your mind. You may even have a sense of hearing voices appear in your mind with an answer. And when the answer is divinely guided, it will appear instantly. In terms of hearing our voices in your mind, if it doesn't appear instantly, that's just your ego mind kicking in and providing something so you don't look stupid to yourself. So don't worry about that one. Instant, the answer appears in your mind is divine guidance or you know, your guides as well. When, and it may not be an auditory thing, it may be that you actually, you know, maybe you're driving in the car and you see a number plate which has a particular message on. That's one of my favourites. Often the number plates have lots and lots of messages on me, for me, so I'm almost laughing as I'm driving. I'm seeing one after the other. Oh, yeah, actually, thank you. It's just, it becomes, you know, it could not happen by coincidence. You might just be drawn to reading a particular book or flick the TV on and there's something there which is absolutely divinely aligned guidance for you to help to start to move you forward. So it can come in a million different ways. So just be completely open. But the main thing is you need to be still and quiet in order for you to be able to ask from a place of pure intention and receive the answers purely. Just lost my flow for a moment. Oh yes. Now, often we would, when we're feeling heartbroken, we would really love, love, love those people closest to us to be the ones that provide the support for us to help us feel better and to help us mend our broken heart and move on. Sometimes the people closest to us don't understand the depth. They don't have any conception whatsoever of the depths of our pain. Sometimes the pain that you're suffering, they are also trying to process a similar pain because they've been through the same experience that you have. Maybe, say, a miscarriage, for instance. Not saying that your husband's been through a miscarriage, but, you know, still there's a grief element to be processed. So often your closest people are not available for you for support. If they are, that's absolutely fantastic, and you probably wouldn't need to be on this call if they are. But if they're not, there is always support and guidance in the higher realms. So don't be afraid to ask. Even if you've never asked for help from your guides, angels, God, whatever before, there's always a good time to start. And once you get the hang, might, you know, have to have a few practice goes. Once you get the hang of it, you will find that you will refer to the angels and the higher realms so much for all the major decisions in your life, for wherever you need guidance, because it comes, and it comes clearly, and it comes without the interference of the ego mind. So, okay, couple of things that we can do, which are very practical and very easy techniques, is meditate to see your heart as already healed. So using your five senses, and this is a fun thing, there's no right or wrong way to do this, Just imagine what your heart would look like, feel like, etc. for you if it were healed. If you could see your healed heart, what would it look like? And that's fun. And the more you do that, the more it's giving the message to the subconscious mind as well and to the higher realms that this is what your heart is to look like and this is how your healed heart is being created. Another thing which is very quick and very easy to do, and you can do it as often as you want to, whenever you feel the emotions of grief or sadness or anything else coming up, just hand it up over. Just bundle it up energetically. Just in your mind, just bundle up that emotion into a big ball or blob, however it presents to you, and hand it over to the angels and say, here, you do with it what you will. And just keep handing over these painful emotions to the angels, and it will continue to get less and less and less within the body. Now, that may sound a bit on the woo-woo side, but try it anyway. And the other one, which I love, and it's one of my favorites, and I've just, you know, discovered this by accident, as I tend to when I'm doing my work, is what I call my Divine Mother Meditation. And especially when you're feeling very alone, when you're feeling scared, when you're feeling abandoned or unsafe, and especially where trust is being broken, just allow yourself to imagine lying in the arms of the Divine Mother. And this can be the archetype of the most nurturing, wonderful mother that you can imagine. And you're lying like a little child with your head just nestled up on her breast. And you can feel the warmth of her breast. And you feel her arms around you. And you feel safe. You may even feel the presence of angels around you, just gathered around. And they're all beaming unconditional love to you. And in that space of safety, of feeling loved, the grief, the sadness, the emotional hurt and pain starts to just melt away, just to dissipate as that body relaxes and releases the tension it's been holding. Now just spending that time, I find a very powerful time to do that is when you go to bed at night. It helps you to go to sleep in a very safe place, and especially for people who suffer from hypervigilance or insomnia, this is a wonderful technique as well. Just really allowing yourself to feel safe, loved and protected in the arms of the Divine Mother. Just feeling yourself just falling asleep like that and just letting go of the trauma that you've been holding on to. You can even have an intention that the trauma and grief that you've been holding onto will continue to dissipate, will continue to be surrendered to the divine while you sleep. So that's another technique that I love. So, Judy, do you want to would you like to invite someone for a hot seat healing?
Okay, all right, we can do that. Okay, is the rain okay right now?
Yes, it's eased off. It was just absolutely thundering down before, and I just felt that I didn't want my mind to be distracted by that.
All right, and she's in beautiful Australia, so.
Heading into winter.
Heading into winter, yes. So, all right, let's go to Bakersfield, California. Hello, Bakersfield, California, 661.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Patricia, how are you?
Patricia, hi Patricia.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
You have a question for Michelle?
Yes, hi Michelle.
Hi Patricia.
I do have heart disease, and I have been doing a lot of work on myself and releasing, and I just wanted a divine healing that if there's anything left in the crevices, anything that I haven't fully and completely released, if that's possible to be released.
Okay, I'm not placing any guarantees on, you know, obviously a relatively short space of time, but obviously if you work with me privately, we can address it on a much deeper level. But I will just tune into your heart energy and see what's happening now. And then in partnership with the angels, we'll do some spiritual healing, some energy healing around that. So I'm just, I know they're already around me and with me, but I'm just formally calling forth now the angelic realms and the energies of the divine feminine to work with me to facilitate this healing for you, Patricia. Okay, now I'm just going to have a look energetically and see what's happening with your heart and just the general area around there. So I'm just going to be silent for a moment while I do that. Okay, what I'm seeing is there's a lot of heaviness around the heart. It's a heaviness. I'm showing it that the weight around the heart is almost so heavy it's dragging it down into the solar plexus, which is quite heavily blocked. So there's a lot of what I term, technical term here, unprocessed emotional garbage. So especially sitting in the solar plexus, so there's a strong connection between perhaps fear-related issues, but with the solar plexus, it tends to be the area where we just dump stuff that we can't integrate or process at the time, which can often lead on to digestive symptoms as well. But we're just focusing on the heart for now, so I'm going to bring in the angelic realms. I'm actually being shown to the gallbladder. I think it's the gallbladder, but it's an area where there is hardened anger. And it may be anger that you're not even aware of on a conscious level, but it's sitting there. And in order for the heart to heal, there needs to still, even if you've done a lot of work, there still needs to be more forgiveness happening. And the forgiveness can be towards yourself, and that's something I'm going to get onto in one of the points just further on in the conversation with Judy. So we're just going to allow the angelic realms to work through. So I'm holding space, and I also have the intention that for other people who are on the call, that if they have similar issues that will benefit from this healing, that they will also receive the healing at the same time. So it's not just restricted to Patricia. The intention is that it will positively impact many people on the call, whoever needs it. And just to say that as the energetic block clears from you, it will come through me as shuddering. So if you hear my breathing pattern change or I start to shudder, then don't worry, I'm okay. I'm still going to continue with the rest of the call. It's just the energy releasing and grounding down through me. So much sadness, is such deep, deep sadness. There's just this feeling of wanting the tears to rise up. But there's also another part, which is the part that's suppressing, that's coming in. It's like it's saying, no, no, I can't, I don't want to touch this pain, it's too deep, I don't want to go there. So it's a sense that to shift this, no matter how good you are in your own self-healing and skilled, maybe even as a healer, that you do need outside help to just get down these walls and barriers to really just get in a safe way and clear this. I'm just going to embrace that part of you in love that is feeling afraid to go deep, to touch this pain. And there's a real battle going on. It's like, I'm so scared, I don't want to touch this pain. Allowing the angels now to embrace this part that is feeling very scared and obviously has been a protected part, but in order now to complete the healing, they must be able to allow the old pain to rise up to the surface for release and transmutation to the light. Okay, the angels are working on part of the heart. Often it's just I'm watching the process happening, just holding the space for it to happen. And there's one more area that they want me to just work on now. In fact, this part looks like a cluster of similar kind of experiences that have almost, got to join together. But it's, it does look like a cluster rather than one single thing. Okay, now my intention is that the angels will continue to work on your heart for the rest of this call, Patricia, and then obviously if you want to work in greater depth with me, by all means come and check out my private consultations, etc., or send me an email or contact Judy, whatever. And
thank you.
The energy now is such that everybody on the call is receiving a level of healing. Some people may be feeling it very consciously. Other people, it may be very subtle. So for everybody on the call, just while I remember it, do drink extra water after we finish today, because it is likely to trigger a cleansing process for quite a few people. Okay, how are you feeling now, Patricia?
I'm feeling a little better. When you started, I started feeling a lot of pain in my chest, all around my heart, and I started repeating, I allow and release, you know, I fully allow it to take place and release, and I just kept repeating it. And then the second time you started, I felt it go up in my throat, and almost I could feel it wanting to come out, but everything that you said is true. There is a struggle, but, you know, I kept saying I allow it, I want it to be released, and I could feel changes taking place.
Another thing that where there is resistance to letting go of something, another affirmation which I've found has worked particularly well for people, because often it's a fear-based thing about letting go of something. It is, so I tell people to say, it is safe to let it go and I am safe. And just really feel into that as you're saying it. It is safe to let it go and I am safe. Okay.
Let it go and I'm safe. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that feels a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah, yes,
thank
that,
you,
that
Patricia.
Works very quickly. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Patricia. Okay, so now would you like to do your healing meditation before we do someone else?
Okay, I can talk about some other things if you want to. It's entirely
okay, sure. Yes,
whichever
please.
Way. Okay, so we'll talk about one other thing, and then perhaps we'll do the meditation, and we'll just do it whatever way it's flowing. Okay, another thing which is incredibly important in healing your broken heart is love yourself as the divine loves you. We can access deep healing of the heart and access to the divine by first learning how to love ourselves. Know that you are worthy of love no matter what. And there is nothing you could have said or done that will change the love of the divine for you. Now, I know this is very counter to certain religions, which, you know, that the God is designed to make you feel fearful so that you act out of fear, you know, you're a good person out of fear, or you feel you'll get retribution or sent to hell and burn in hell if you, you know, make a mistake. For me, in my spiritual practice, I've always found that the higher realms are very loving. Sometimes they will push you right to the edge of your comfort zone, but they'll never push you over. And that you also don't need a middle man or middle woman to connect to the divine directly. Even the meditation that Judy did at the beginning of the call is absolutely wonderful for connecting to the divine and to Mother Earth and knowing our place within that continuum. So And the other thing too, is a lot of people have this sense of God being, you know, like the big old wise man with the grey beard sitting up in the heavens somewhere as being something completely distinct and separate from you. For me and for many other people on a spiritual path, we are an aspect of God ourselves, expressing in human form. Now, that doesn't mean that we're delusional and we're off on some ego trip, but it means that within us there is a divine spark of the divine. And by doing the spiritual work of opening and clearing, this gets us more in touch with our divine essence. In fact, one of the things that I'm offering in my special package at the end is a meditation around finding your divine essence. That's very beautiful, if I do say so myself, and very powerful as well. So often especially when we're heartbroken and we're really stuck and we can't move out of it, because we don't believe at a deep level that we're worthy of being loved. There's, you know, layers and layers of issues underneath this. So we don't feel worthy of being loved. And if we've been heartbroken, especially in relationships, there's a sense, well, I deserve this. You know, I'm hopeless. I screwed up. I did the wrong thing. And that's why I'm heartbroken and I can't move beyond it. I'm getting the punishment I deserve for how I acted or behaved or whatever. There can be a million and one reasons. That's just one example. So know that at any given moment, you were always doing the best you could with the inner strengths and resources that you had available to you at the time. So just let go of the negative self-talk. In fact, become really aware of how you talk to yourself. If you talk to other people like that, chances are you wouldn't have too many friends, but it's amazing how we can just soak up like a sponge the negative mind talk that we tell ourselves all too often. But once you catch yourself doing it, it gives you the opportunity to break that behavior and switch it into something much more loving and positive. So instead of going down the track, oh, you idiot, Michelle, you did that, and oh, you always screw up and you're hopeless, you're failure, you know, blah, 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 goes downhill really badly, really fast. Just think to yourself and just say, no, just switch that one off. Just let that go. Cut the energetic tie to that. Dissolve it, you know, cancel, stamp on it, whatever you want to do to just break through that connection. And in any given moment, I was doing what I thought was right. Maybe in retrospect, I might have done something differently. But at the time, I was doing what I thought was right. And so be it. And let it go. Know that you are worthy of loving, no matter what stupid thing you did in the past, no matter what you have done to create the situation where you feel heartbroken. Of course, there are many situations where you've done nothing. It's just life circumstances, you know, death of a loved one, for instance. But just really be your own best friend. Talk to yourself exactly as you would to your best friend who is suffering from being heartbroken. Reassure, comfort, support, be there for them, be positive. So love yourself as the divine loves you. And this is a fun thing and very quick, and I'd like people to try it now too. A technique to just start moving into that space of loving yourself is a daily self-hug. And not just a little hug, you know, putting your arms around yourself, but a really big, squeezy, delicious hug, like you've just met your long-lost best friend after, you know, 10 years, and it's the most wonderful experience of your life. So just really feeling
everyone do it.
Yeah, everyone do it. It feels great. And while you're doing it, say, I love you. And
I love you.
Yeah, so I love you, Michelle. I love you, Judy. I love you, Patricia. Just really feeling that. So you're talking to yourself and you're actually feeling that you can love yourself. You are worthy of love. And that can be so, such an aha moment for so many people. And it seems so simplistic, but it's actually really, really pivotal. So just knowing that you are worthy of love, hugging yourself. Do this as often as you like. Maybe not in the middle of the supermarket checkout queue or anything like that. But, you know, whenever you feel guided to, just give yourself a daily hug. And I love you. and your name. And it feels wonderful. It raises your vibration and sets you in a really good place for the day. And you can also just ask the Divine Mother or the angels or whoever you really resonate with to fill your soul with divine love so that you have a real experience of divine love. And that is very powerful too. Maybe it's a little bit more woo-woo and out there, but the daily self-hug is beautiful. Just shifts you into a different place. You are worthy of love. Just treat yourself as your best friend. And just think about if you're feeling really, if your best friend was feeling really, really down and really heartbroken, what strategies, what might you suggest to help your friend? Maybe you might suggest to your friend that they go to a beautiful place in nature. Maybe go to a cinema and have a good laugh at something. You know, there's 101 different things that you might be guided to suggest to your best friend, which is actually your subconscious mind's way of letting you know that these are the things that you should be doing for you. And you deserve it. You are worth it. Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I think we had some agreement there, static-wise. I don't know. I thought I heard something. So
I don't know. I don't look for just static. I look for, you know, the real, the rhythmic knocks and so
oh,
on.
Oh, you
and so
okay?
Forth.
I heard something that was like what we've experienced on our calls.
Oh, did you? Well, perhaps I was too busy talking.
Yeah, right.
I missed
right.
It.
Because you made a point, and I heard it, and then, you know, and then you made another point later, and I heard it again. So thank you.
Okay. Well, look, it shows maybe they're just coming through a little bit. I'll listen harder next time while I'm talking and see this come
through. No, you're
through.
In the flow. Go for it.
Okay.
So, all right. Now, did you want to do your healing a beautiful heart, a broken heart meditation?
Yeah, well, make it into a beautiful heart.
Healing
okay,
a broken
now,
heart into a, yes.
I know you did give this warning at the beginning of the call not to listen to the meditations if you're driving a car, so I'm just going to reiterate that because it can put you into a nice, deeply relaxed state, and obviously if you're driving or operating machinery, you're not going to be fully focused. So just if you are listening to the replay in your car, don't. Listen to it somewhere on your computer or somewhere where you're safe. Also, too, if anybody suffers from grand mal epilepsy or any form of psychosis, I would strongly suggest that you seek medical approval before listening to this audio or this meditation. And that's purely as a safety precaution. There's a very, very, very slight chance that because it lowers people's brainwave frequencies, that it may just trigger an episode. So it's a very, very remote chance. But just to be absolutely safe and secure, if you're in any doubt whatsoever, just ask your healthcare professional before you listen to this. Okay, now having that side of it out of the way now, let's just take some nice long, slow, deep breaths in and out. And I'm actually going to count just to get us all into a nice, comfortable rhythm. So breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. Once again, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4. Now just continuing with your deep breathing in your own natural, gentle rhythm. And just feeling rhythmic waves of the breath just moving through your body. When you're ready, you can let your breathing just settle down into its own natural, gentle rhythm. Just breathing in calm and relaxation and breathing out stress and tension. Just feeling waves of energy now from the top of your head just rippling through your body, allowing you to drift deeper and deeper, becoming more and more relaxed. Just feeling now tensions and stresses just melting away. We're calling in the angels once again to be present with us at this time and to assist in the healing. We're calling forth the energies of the empowered divine feminine to help balance with the energies of the divine masculine. We're calling forth now the divine mother, the goddess Isis, Kuan Yin, and all the highest vibration beings of light and love that would like to assist in the process at this time. Feeling yourself now surrounded, all around you, above you, below you, all around you, by beautiful high vibration beings of light and of love. And you start to feel yourself now just gently drifting and floating, floating and drifting. You feel yourself being lifted up on the gossamer wings of angels. And you're being transported through time and space to a safe and sacred place for healing. And this place could be anywhere at all. It could be a beautiful place in nature. It could be a sacred temple. It could be anywhere. You're feeling yourself, getting a sense now, maybe even seeing yourself being placed lovingly on a bed of pure light. And maybe this light is emerald green or pink or white or gold or some other colour. And even if you can't see the colour with your inner sight, if you could see it, what would the colour of the light be that you're lying on now? There's another blanket of light being placed over you to keep you safe, snug and cozy. But you may even find that through this blanket of light there are beautiful, wide open flowers, maybe lotuses, roses, or some other flower. And just feel the energy of the light now, just vibrating, and just causing your body to tingle as the healing of the light energy is penetrating into each and every cell, healing right down to the level of the DNA. Allowing yourself that experience now, and at any point, if you can't quite feel the experience, just allow the, or just ask the angels to give you an experience of that right now. Just feeling now the tingling of the energy shifts as a healing is going right down into each and every cell, right down into the DNA. And while this is happening, angels are gently massaging your head, your neck, your shoulders with beautiful flowing strokes, allowing you to relax deeper and deeper. You're coming aware now of divine hands of light, now cradling your precious, precious heart. Just feel those hands of light around your heart now. And these hands of light are treating your heart like the most special, sacred object you can ever imagine. And you may get a sense of the energy of your heart being dark or heavy or even fractured. And if you feel the tears are rising up spontaneously, then just let them flow, let them be. As the light continues to shine and be shone into darker areas of that heart. And as you watch or get a sense of it, you may become aware of the vibrational shift taking place as the heart is being filled with the purest light energy from the higher realms. And allow the angels to gently massage your heart with loving, caressing, healing strokes. So becoming aware of the pieces of your heart being integrated together as one. Just feel and experience that heart being lit up from within. And there's a sense of your body, your whole body becoming lighter and freer. And of the subtle positive energetic shifts just rippling and radiating out through your whole body from your heart. Feel these beautiful sensations now of expansiveness, of opening, lightening, freeing up, being open to both give and receive love. You may even find your heart on a physical level is feeling quite warm now as the healing is taking place. And enjoy these sensations and know that these positive heart healing changes will continue for you long after this meditation is over, just allowing these feelings of expansiveness to continue, opening you up to greater connection to the divine. And hold the intention that this angelic healing of light of the heart continues each and every night while you sleep, allowing more and more of the grief, heartache, and sadness to be transmuted into light. And you can also do this meditation in any quiet moment of stillness and just feel those gentle hands of light around your heart, cradling it, caressing it, healing it, loving it, making it whole, making it complete. And the heart is a doorway to the soul. As you do this on the heart, you're affecting the soul on a very profound level as well. So in a moment now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And by the time I get to the count of 5, you'll be back where you started from, feeling fully invigorated, energized, light, free, expansive, joyful. And as if you've had a good, deeply refreshing sleep, and these good changes stay with you from this point onwards as you go about the rest of your day, tonight, tomorrow, and all the rest of your tomorrows. Allowing yourself the gift of experiencing this healing of the heart. You deserve it. You are worthy, and you are loved. 1, starting to feel the energy returning back up through the feet and the hands. 2, more and more energy up through the arms, the legs now. 3, feeling the blood pressure, heart rate and pulse returning to a normal, healthy level for you. 4, getting closer to the surface and feeling fully invigorated, starting to wriggle those fingers and toes. And 5, coming right back into the room or wherever you are, just opening your eyes up crystal clear, feeling wide awake, fully alert. And just imagine now that you've got some energetic roots of energy that are going from the soles of your feet and anchoring you deep down into the earth, bringing you fully back into your body. And something I might just add before Judy takes over again is a very good idea, if you are feeling a little bit spacey after this, when this is over, just go and spend some time in nature. Just walk very deliberately on the earth, or even if you can't go outside, just walk very deliberately on the floor, just really feeling that connection. Extra water is a good idea, and it's also an interesting experience too, just to journal your experiences of this meditation and also what happens in the few days after you've done this meditation. So those are just some suggestions.
Wonderful. Thank you. Oh, that was nice. I flew around a bit.
Oh, I hope you're sitting down again now. Back in the seat.
No, I was sitting. Well, I was sitting here all of the time. I was just talking about. I kind of left a couple of times, and yeah, thank you. That was very relaxing. Very relaxing. Wow. Yeah,
okay.
If anyone wants to share how they felt, please do on the webcast. That you can. Would love to have you. Have you share how you're feeling too? So that would be wonderful. Oh my. So.
Okay. Well, what about another key element? And then maybe I'll do another healing.
All right, great. Yes, please.
Okay, because I wanted to get through at least three. I mean, there are tons I could speak about, but at least three. So the third one I'd really like to talk about is forgiveness. Now.
Great.
Something that is like the nasty little thing, the shadow side that we often don't want to talk about, especially where there's been a death, a death of a loved one, is that there's a part of us which is actually angry at being left alone, and we don't want to even acknowledge that part. Why are we angry with that person? They died. They couldn't help that. Why am I feeling such anger because that person died and left me alone? And this, of course, it overlies a deeper pain of abandonment, and it overlies an even deeper pain of feeling separate from God or feeling separate from the divine. So it's really important to be able to acknowledge those not so nice parts of you, if we're being judgmental, those shadow sides of you that are holding on to not too nice emotions around the event that's caused you to feel heartbroken. And in order for complete healing to occur, you cannot skip the part about forgiveness. It's not a nice additional add-on. It's essential. Now, when you've been very badly hurt by someone and there is a lot of anger involved, either consciously or subconsciously, to be told that now you must forgive, it's like, are you kidding me? That person did blah, 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 blah to me. That was absolutely horrible. I can never forgive that person for what he or she did. He had no right to do that, blah, 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 blah. And, the rage and the resentment and the bitterness and everything is just free-flowing. But in forgiving, it doesn't mean that in any way, shape or form we condone the action of the person who put us into our heartbroken state. It means that we are no longer willing to be caught up and energetically hooked into that person to whom, whatever the circumstance, we've actually given away a lot of our power. Because if we're still holding on to anger, we're not able to move forward. We're not able to detach from that and start moving forward into the life of joy and happiness that we're really supposed to all be living. So know that the gift of forgiveness is a gift for you. It's just for you. Forget about the other person. The gift of forgiveness is for you. And if we feel justified or righteous hanging on to our anger, over time that will have a corrosive aspect on the physical body. There are many cancers, not saying all cancers, but there are many cancers that have a trigger, a stress trigger, which involves unresolved anger. And it may come, you know, a few years later, it may come many years later, or it may come on very suddenly after the event. But where there is unresolved anger, the person that we are most hurting is ourselves, because quite often the person that we feel has wronged us maybe didn't even know they'd done anything to upset us in the first place. Maybe we'd bottled it up and kept it inside, or maybe that person just sort of passed through our lives and was off. That person has moved on. They may or may not have any comprehension of what they did that upset us so much. And even if they did, they may not be in a place where they really get how they hurt us. So they might not be in a place where, you know, you can kiss and make up kind of thing. But even if forgiveness is done in incremental steps, to whatever level you can forgive the other person, not condoning the other person's action, just forgiving, so you are energetically detaching, it is so important. And then the other bit, which is so overlooked, it's not about just forgiving the other person, it's about forgiving yourself, so that you're not forgiving yourself for having been hooked in to the drama around that event or that person for so long, and for not being able to free yourself to move forward. And for any kind of hatred that you have towards yourself for the circumstances. Now, that is all too common, where we go into to self-blame and self-criticism. Working with a number of people energetically, I find a huge number of people actually carrying a lot of self-hatred. So we're sort of at war with ourselves. So forgiveness of self is really, really important, and that way we can reclaim our power and we can move on. So a couple of things I like to do. Forgiveness affirmation that I was given donkeys years ago when I first started on my spiritual journey. I think it was in perhaps one of the first workshops that I attended. But it is so, so powerful, and it cuts out all the judgment and things that go with forgiveness. So I'm just going to read it out. And it's, I don't know why you did what you did, and I don't know why you said what you said, and I don't know why you are the way you are, but I accept that's where you need to be now. And I forgive you, and I forgive myself, and I release all anger, bitterness, and resentment, past or present. And I release us both in my love, and so be it. And that is a beautiful affirmation to use, and it will help to free up that energy. And when we move the anger that we're holding onto around being heartbroken, whatever the person or event involved, then it allows us to be able to lift up and out and process that deeper pain, and instead of recycling the anger and recycling the pain, actually let it go once and for all and move on. So a couple of other things which are really easy to do is cutting the cords, and some people may be familiar with this. I actually do my own little version of it. So I get people just to connect with the person that's or the essence of the person. So just imagine that person's there, that you've had trouble with, that's created the heartbreak within you. And just scan around your body in whatever way is meaningful to you, just with your inner sight, and get a sense of where you are still hooked in energetically to the other person. Now, these are like subconscious cords of energy where you can both be feeding each other backwards and forwards. Most of the time, they're set in place completely subconsciously. Sometimes it can be quite a malicious attempt at psychic attack, but that's by far and away in the minority. Most of it, that just come through connection with that person. So wherever you find one of these negative energetic cords of attachment, and they may be something like black ropes or dark-coloured strings of energy, just imagine you can get a grip on it, just sort of lift it up a bit, and then just cut through it with scissors, and imaginary scissors, of course. And then that energetic cord will just dissolve, just start recalling back to center, but as it does so, it just dissolves, melts away. And just the intention to do this, and you can do it as many times as you like, each time you do it, the connection to that person will be less and less and less until eventually you're completely free of those. Doing this on a regular basis is very, very powerful. You can do it for aspects of feeling heartbroken, anything at all, anything where you feel that you're hooked in energetically to someone else. And it helps you to move forward, and also it helps you to break old patterns as well. So those, I'm cognizant of the time, so perhaps I'll leave it there.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. I like that forgiveness statement. That was wonderful.
Yeah, well, I've used that myself in the past too, and it is very powerful. You say it with feeling. Just really feel it as you're saying it, and it works really, really well.
Yeah, one time I remember there was a woman that had some issues with me. I had worked at the company. I caught her doing something that she shouldn't have been doing. And she was very upset with me, and then I was just doing some forgiving, you know, general forgiving. And I ended up going back to that company to see the owner, and this woman was so nice to me. It was interesting. Yes, very interesting.
You don't know what you were feeding her before that at the subconscious level. So, it's very interesting. When we forgive, it frees us up to move forward. And also it's interesting if those people who we perceived as having wronged us are still in our lives, their whole attitude towards us may change significantly as well, because we're giving out a completely different vibration.
All right, Michelle. So did you want to take another person?
Yes, I think we can do another
person. All right, great. Okay, wonderful. Okay, we are going to go to, we're going back to California, Covina Baldwin Park in California. Flanagan, hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, what is your name?
Sonia.
Sonia, hi, Sonia. Welcome
hi,
to
Sonia.
The call.
Hi, thank you. So happy to be here.
Do you have a question for Michelle?
Yes. I was wondering, throughout my experience so far, I have lost, some family members. I've been responsible for my mom and my brother, and I lost, and they transitioned both since. And I noticed that I do a lot of biting on my jaw when I'm like expressing feelings, emotions,
okay,
of love. And I was just wondering if you can feel energetically where where's this energy being held inside?
Okay. What I'm just going to say, even before we start tuning in energetically, is that when there is biting of the jaw, or quite often there's grinding of the teeth while we sleep, and the dentist will usually pick that up, or your partner, if you have one, that there are withheld statements that get trapped in the jaw. And usually these are things that are what we really wanted to express at the time, but for whatever reason, we stopped ourselves from saying. Quite often they're angry statements, and they can be withheld for fear of, and this goes back to, running child parts within us that have been set in place probably, even before age five, and we're still, using that child part to respond. And we all do it, I'm not saying you're the only one doing it, so don't get me wrong on that. But it's a sense that there's a child part of us that is fearful of the repercussions if we speak our truth and if we express angry words, especially with women. We're often brought up to be, good little girls, so we suppress all the anger down, and then it comes out, explodes out later on in life. But the jaws are to do with withheld statements, and it's where there is a fear of really opening up and expressing, communicating what are painful or angry emotions, or really speaking your truth. Now, what I would suggest with both your mum and your brother, that where you're in that space of communicating with them, of course there is a lot of love there, of course, but there's a sense that there's also other stuff happening there that you need to just say, and you can say, this was how I've been feeling, and I just needed to share it with you, but I still love you. Just however you need to when you're in that space of communication with your the essence of your mother and your brother. So let's do a little bit of work around your jaw just to help free up some of those withheld statements. The other way you can do it as well, if you would like to, but I find that it's more effective where you're getting the tension through the jaw and everything to actually speak it out, is to write, you can write it down on paper if you want to, just whatever it is that's your deepest pain, maybe your anger, whatever emotions have been trapped down there relating to your mum and your brother. So let's have a look now at what's actually happening with that jaw and just that whole area around there, and we'll do some healing around that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm seeing most of the blockage is actually on the left-hand side of the jaw. And yes, there are blocks through the throat chakra, energy center in the throat, which is about communication, speaking up, speaking your truth. And this might have been much more than just purely your mother and your brother. This might be a general trend that's happening. I'm seeing, so much heaviness across your lungs and your chest. There's this weight, so much heaviness, so much grief that's still being held there, and through your heart. Yes, it's just massive, massive grief still. Okay, I'm just going to call upon the angels now to do healing work through your heart, your chest, your throat, and your jaw. Now the angels know how to work, and you may feel the subtle energetic shifts coming through. I'm just holding the space for this to happen. And anyone else who is resonating to what I've just been talking about for Sonia, just allow yourself to receive the healing. Seeing a massive amount of white light that's tinged with gold or goldy white light, whatever way you want to describe it, that's being placed through the jaw now and through the throat chakra. And from the throat chakra, that golden white light is just, it's like it's sort of spilling down into the chest, the lung area, the heart. It's allowing yourself to imagine now that there are divine hands of light that are placed over both sides of your lungs, of your chest. And just feeling that energy of healing going through into your lungs, your chest, those areas that are deeply connected to grief. This golden white light, which is filling up your heart now, getting a sense of a sort of pulsing energy. It's not your heartbeat, it's a pulsing kind of energy. Okay, now I'm seeing it's actually through your, or via your throat and your mouth, so don't be surprised if you're feeling a little bit of pressure or discomfort in your throat or your mouth at the moment. It's as if all that sadness and grief that's been stored through the heart and the chest is being just lifted up and brought out through the throat and the mouth. It's like it's being lifted up and out so it can be taken away and transmuted to the light. Thank you, angels. Thank you, angels. Okay. So it was a whole big glob of stuff that was lifted out from the heart, the chest, the lungs, lifted up out through the throat, the mouth. It's been taken away for transmutation. And just looking now, it's a lot of light. The healing is continuing in your heart, your chest area. Throat chakra is much more widely open, and there's a lot of pardon me, light. How are you feeling now, Sonia?
I feel a lot more lighter. And my body from my legs all the way up feels like almost like a wave, you know, like energy is, I can feel it like tingling all the way up. It kind of reminds me of like a wave, like if it's ocean type of wave.
That's the pulsing kind of energy I was talking about that I was seeing. Okay, beautiful. So drink lots of extra water, and if you may feel like just going and lying down for a little while after this call and just letting that fully process and integrate. So that is obviously a trigger for a much deeper healing process to happen. And
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much, Sonia. Thank you. Okay. So, you know, there's another question I wanted to ask you. However, it's wonderfully been answered. Pamela from Barrington had mentioned that she's facing her mother's transition, and the mother has Alzheimer's and a heart condition and is 90, and she just wanted some guidance to be appreciated to assist me through this period of her life and mine. She said it's heartbreaking to sit and watch. She feels helpless. And then after everything has happened just a few minutes ago, Pamela comes back on and says, "Hi again. Thank you, Michelle and Judy. Michelle's talking about the tools for heart healing were just perfect for me to hear. I am an artist, yes, and I saw my heart encircled with tiny different colored hearts from different loving sources. I am excited to sit down and bring it forth on paper with paint. Blessings and love, Paula."
I hope she sends me a JPEG of the painting when she's done it. I'd love to see it, Pamela. Look, can I just add something too? Once with Alzheimer's, they're living with their feet in two different worlds. Your mum will be partly in the spirit world already, so she will already have that very strong connection to the divine, even if she can't express it to you as such. So she will be taken care of. She will be escorted to the other side by the angels when the time is right. I've seen it happen with a lot of people. It's usually two angels that will come down. They'll be getting progressively closer as her time for transition is approaching, and they will escort her through to the other side where she can meet her loved ones who transitioned as well. You may find that for a couple of weeks after her passing that she will be very much around you. You feel her physically, and she will come to you in the dream state one or more times to let you know that she is free of pain, that she is happy where she is, and there's no longer any suffering. I've had that consistently with people who've passed in my life, and even with animals that have passed in my life. There seems to be a two-week period after the transition where the loved one is just coming back to reassure us that they're absolutely okay where they are. So, and they don't want us to grieve either. So they're just trying to show us that they're happy. where they are and they're safe. So allow, obviously, you know, that we do need to go through a grieving period, but they don't want us to get stuck in grief for years and years and years. They want us to remember them in the happy times. So I just wanted to share that with Pamela, if that's helpful for her at this time.
Oh, I'm sure that is. Wonderful. Yes, thank you, Michelle. Wonderful. Really, really wonderful. Yes. So, all right. So, you know, now I want to guide everyone to the toolkit for people, Healing Your Heart Divinely Toolkit. Good things in here. You have a private 60-minute energy scan, healing, and discovery session. Ah, that's phenomenal.
The cost of the whole package is less than what I would normally charge for the 60-minute private energy scan and healing and discovery sessions. I work via Skype or phone or in person. If you're in Melbourne, by all means, come and see me in person. But if you're anywhere else in the world, we work through Skype and phone. And, of course, as we were discussing at the beginning of the call, Skype has some very interesting angelic effects that come through from time to time if the angels deem fit. In the package, there's the Isis self-healing technique. That's an audio. So that's a self-healing technique using the energies that you will have been activated with the Isis activation. I've got four different audios too, which are all really beautiful guided meditations. One is about healing the inner child, to allow the inner child to feel loved. It's a divine love meditation. There's nurturing your soul. There's finding your divine essence. So those are all guided meditations. And I've got a couple of interviews that I did myself with some of my closest colleagues, friends, whatever you like to call it, but also really, really pertinent for this package. One is how to connect with the love and guidance of angels, and that's with Darren Linton in the UK. And the other one is forgiveness, the pathway to grace and abundance, which I did with Lorraine Cohen. I really wanted something that would give people a very deep experience of working with me in a very supportive kind of way, and help people to know that there is a lot of love and support from the physical and the higher realms for them. And by working with me, we can access that as well. So, yes, it's very, very, it's very nurturing. I mean, that's very nurturing.
Well, you're a nurturer.
That's right. I'm a nurturer. So it's,
you are. You really are. You are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's natural that it's a very nurturing kind of package on many, many levels, and very wonderful for really opening up the heart to divine love, and to really get just moving into a totally, totally different space.
Right. It's
a good space.
Tools to heal your heart, to free you to go for your dreams. And it really doesn't matter what those dreams are, if there's something in your heart that needs to be healed. What an opportunity. And I can tell you that, you know, my experience with Michelle, she's a very loving person, a very perceptive person, and she's got a lot of assistance.
Yeah.
A lot of assistance.
I can't take claim for the healings. I'm basically, I drop into the zone and I hold the space. And sure, you know, I will often communicate a lot of words and things, and maybe draw on some hypnotherapy technique or something at some point, you know. But the sessions are really fully guided.
Okay, so any final words for us?
It's been a lot of fun, and thank you for having me on the call, Judy. It's, maybe at some point we can do a call via Skype and record it and play that, because that would be pretty awesome, because we've been very consistent, haven't we, Judy, with getting the
Always playing with us.
Yes, to the point where we've just almost been rolling around laughing with Nurse on the floor, because it's been so consistent.
It's like, oh, hi, angels, and they go, they do their thing, and it's like, okay, so in deciding this call, what should we do? Should we do this? No,
yes.
Not so much. But then, should we do that? Oh, yeah. So, they were so much fun. They were really lots of fun. So, bless you, Michelle. Thank you so very much for being on the call, and everyone else. Thank you for all of you. Sonia, Patricia, thank you for sharing yourselves. And much healing to you, and much healing to everyone. And look into your heart to see if you want to work more with Michelle. And thank you so very much for being on the call, Michelle, and all of you beautiful beings. Really appreciate it. It's wonderful information, and really appreciate your being here. And okay, so this is Judy Anderson saying thank you so much. Go out and remember, spread the love.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Yes, I love you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I invite you to leave a review or a rating on iTunes. Don't forget to tell your spiritual friends about Light Up Your Life too. And for more information about my work and even how you can have a free 15-minute private healing session with me, make sure to check out either of my websites at healthehealer.com, that's heal-the-healer.com, or angelwingshealing.com. May your days be blessed with light and love, and until next time, bye for now. Namaste.